God's presence in unstable times. Words from Jesus.
As the words of an old hymn proclaim, even if you lost the entire world but still held on to your faith, then you would have ultimately lost nothing. If you have faith, no unscalable heights, no uncrossable rivers, no impregnable walls, and no tsunami of economic depression can pull you under or separate you from my love. Faith is the currency of the unseen world. Its exchange rate isn't subject to economic fluctuations or stock market corrections. Faith's intrinsic value is immeasurable. Faith can change your circumstances, conditions, and your outlook on life. It doesn't disappear in any recession, pandemic, natural disaster, accident, or any other calamity. Faith can lift you up and out of any crisis, debt, or loss, even those of your own doing. Your faith is securely placed in me, because I will never let you down. Even when you face setbacks or seemingly insurmountable challenges, I can eclipse all loss and even bring good out of seeming defeat. I love you so much that I have promised that you will receive whatever you ask for, as long as it is good for you and within my will and plan, if you ask me in faith. If you would like to experience the inner peace and stability that only I can give, ask and you will receive, so that your joy can be complete. Better than money in the bank. When the world or the country you live in is experiencing times of economic gloom and financial crisis, I want to remind you that your faith is better than money in the bank. And I will be with you when times are lean. I might not put money in the bank for you, but I have promised to provide for you. And more than this, I will put hope in your heart, which will give you greater ability to ride out the crisis. Many people place their faith and hope in financial security, but it is better to put your faith and hope in me, for material security is no security at all. It is a house of cards that falls flat when you lean on it. But I am reliable, and I will see you and your loved ones through any crisis, financial or otherwise. You are of great value to me. Humanity is my business. Now, not let anyone down who puts his or her faith in me and joins my company. If you have the wherewithal, it's always wise to make some preparations for times of instability, such as having a supply of non-perishable food, drinking water, and other necessities on hand for short-term emergencies. As you do your part to prepare for times of instability, I want you to be secure in your heart and mind, because I have already overcome the world with all its ebbs and tides of financial crisis, war, and disease. I am better than money in the bank, more secure than any investment, and more reliable than any nest egg. Place your trust in me, and you'll find that you'll always be able to rely on me to see you through anything. Worried? When you lie down to sleep, do you worry whether you'll land that job you need or keep the one you have? Will you be able to cope with ever-changing technology, new management styles, the need to keep up with the pace of change? Or will you get pushed out and left behind? Do you worry how you'll ever be able to make ends meet? Or take a vacation with all the medical expenses, taxes, kids' education, bills, and more bills? Maybe financial ills have not touched your life, but there's that lurking uneasy feeling in the back of your mind, the silent fear of the unknown, the specter of disease or illness. Do thoughts of these sorts of things cause your anxiety to build? Perhaps some of the above is true in your life, or maybe there are other things that cause anxiety. I understand the fears, insecurities, and worries that accompany these modern times, and I have the antidote. If you feel the dark clouds of worry destabilizing your emotions or lingering in your mind, call on me, and I'll replace your worries and fears with peace of heart and mind, a peace that surpasses all understanding. The best way to get rid of worry is to let the light in. Simply talk to me and say, "Jesus, I want your light and peace in my life and heart. Please take away my worries and fears and replace them with your peace." When you call out to me, I'll be there to meet you. I can't promise there will never be rough times, but I can promise to get you through each one. If you put your trust in me, I'll always come to your aid, no matter what the troubles may be. I'll give you peace of heart, confidence, and a sound mind. If you put your trust in me, I'll see you through every storm of life to the bright tomorrow that is on the horizon. I promise you a better world to look forward to after this life, a world free from suffering, harm, and danger, a world where fear, worry, and anxiety are replaced with peace, love, and everlasting joy. Moving forward. When you face situations of strife, oppression, or instability, my way and desire is for there to be harmony, love, and peace. I hold out my hand to you now. I set before each and every one of you a choice. Each one of you, as an individual, holds this divine majesty of choice within you. Each one of you must decide which way you will go. You, and you alone, individually, must choose for yourself in your heart. No one else can make the choice for you. Every person will face wrongdoing or injustice in life, but I ask you to put these issues in my hand, for I am the righteous judge. I ask you to move forward and to put the past behind you, with all its sorrows, grievances, and losses, and move on to the light of a brighter day. I ask you to come out of the shadows of the past and march on into a new morning that will dawn, when I will return and rule the world with love and righteousness, as I have promised in my word. The way to move forward is to put your trust in me, the maker and creator of all things. It is not by your own might and strength that problems will be solved, that the wrongs will be made right, and evil will be overcome by good, but only as you put your trust in me, the God of the whole earth. I know that putting the past in my hands is often difficult to do, yet I promise if you will simply trust me, even when it's hard to trust, I will never fail. When you know this, you can have the peace and assurance that I will work all things for good in the life of each individual who puts his trust in me. Nothing goes unnoticed by me. I bestow mercy and truth on those who turn to me. I call you to walk in love, regardless of the injustice and evils in the world around you. For this is the way of my kingdom and the peace and joy that I have promised you. Choose to live the way I have called you to live, in faith, hope, and love, looking to me for solutions to the problems that arise in life. If you choose my way of love, peace, and forgiveness, you will be greatly blessed, for you will be called my own and will be highly honored in the world to come.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.